This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's Senate trial for inciting insurrection enters its fourth day Friday, with his defense lawyers laying out their case why the former president should be acquitted of inciting last month's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol, arguing the impeachment trial is an act of, quote, political vengeance, end quote, by Democrats. The defense is expected to take 3 to 4 hours to argue that Trump was not responsible for inciting the January 6th riot, which sent lawmakers scrambling for safety and resulted in the deaths of 5 people, including a police officer. Trump's lawyers have said his rhetoric was protected by the U.S. Constitution's free speech guarantee and that prosecutors had not directly connected the actions of the rioters to Trump. Mr. Trump's former ambassador to the UN and a longtime loyalist, Nikki Haley, said in an interview published Friday, Republicans were wrong to support his campaign to reverse the 2020 election results, and he shouldn't run for president again. Haley herself is considering her own run for the presidency in 2024 and said she had not spoken to Mr. Trump since January 6th. The United Nations human rights investigator for Myanmar urged the UN Security Council Friday to consider imposing sanctions and arms embargoes as 300 elected Myanmar lawmakers urged investigations into the military seizure of power. The United States, which imposed its own sanctions Thursday, took the floor at the Human Rights Council to urge other UN member states to follow suit. Meanwhile, huge crowds gathered in cities around the Southeast Asian country Friday for a 7th straight day of protests demanding the return of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. This is VOA News. Strong tremors were felt in parts of northern India, including the capital New Delhi, Reuters witnesses said late Friday. The intensity of the earthquake was not immediately clear from official agencies. A quake of a 6.2 magnitude was also felt in China's Chekistan-Jinshan border region late Friday. U.S. President Joe Biden pushed the first major legislative achievement of his term Friday, turning to a bipartisan group of local officials for help on his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan. Mr. Biden invited a set of mayors and governors to the Oval Office and described what he said was a need to give those officials more help supporting millions of unemployed workers and reopening schools. The European Union's medicines regulator said Friday it had started a rolling review of a COVID-19 vaccine developed by German firm CureVac, the first step towards a possible authorization in the bloc. The European Medicines Agency said in a statement, quote, preliminary results from laboratory studies and early clinical studies in adults suggest the vaccine triggers the production of antibodies and immune cells that target, end quote, the coronavirus. With delays to deliveries of 3 already authorized vaccines, the EMA is under pressure from the EU's 27 member states to speed more into service. Pakistan has approved China's CanSino Bio COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use, the health minister said Friday. The country's drug regulation authority had met and approved the vaccine following the company releasing interim efficacy results last week. The multi-country trial, including Pakistan, shows nearly 66% efficacy in preventing symptomatic coronavirus cases and a 91% success rate in stopping severe infections. Democratic Republic of Congo has confirmed a third Ebola case this week in North Kivu province, the provincial health minister said Friday. The case was found in the city of Butembo, the epicenter of a previous outbreak that was declared over last June. The United Nations, European Union, and United States have urged Honduras to investigate what they call the violent deaths of 6 young women in just 4 days, including a nurse who died in police custody. Honduras police said they arrested the 26-year-old Saturday for violating the coronavirus curfew and claimed officers found her in her cell hours later trying to kill herself. The hospital she was brought to said she was dead on arrival. In a joint statement late Thursday, the UN and EU delegation in Honduras said they, quote, urge the authorities to carry out actions aimed at clarifying these facts. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.